Okay, yesterday we spoke about, according to the Chachamim, there are two stages, there's Mila and Tfila. And I mentioned that over the course of our learning, over the next 2 weeks when we're discussing Mila and Tfila, that you should look into the Lashonos of the Rishonim about what the role that Mila plays and what the role that Tfila plays, and how some different Rishonim, and they're going to be consistent throughout the different sugyas that we're going to be doing, have different understandings as to what the role of Mila is and what the role of Tfila is. And then we wanted to discuss, even according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, who hold that one works alone, either Mila alone or Tfila alone work, so they might hold that there is a concept of having a Tfila, of having the other one also. And if you hold like that, so then they really hold on a Lechatil level of two stages, so they too might hold, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that Mila and Tfila focus on different things on a Lechatil level. True, but the Eved, Mila alone would suffice, or Tfila alone would suffice, and it would just accomplish everything. But perhaps on a Lechatzchila level, Mila would accomplish one thing, and Tfila would accomplish something else. That's what we discussed yesterday. So we discussed yesterday the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, and we quoted Avi Nezer, who thought that Rabbi Yeshua might even hold of the concept of being Nesha Pemahol is even Maker Hadin. So now we'll discuss the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We'll discuss that for a few minutes, and we'll see how long that'll take. So the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, he holds that either Mila alone works, or Tfila alone works. That's what he holds in the Maskana. The Maskana he holds either one works alone. Maker Adin. So what about on a Lechatzchila level? Would you need both on a Lechatzchila level? So this actually, I believe, the Igros HaGrid discusses this a little bit. And this is a discussion which is actually found in the Rishonim. The Gemara in Mevavim Beis, towards the bottom, has this case where there were three rabbis coming together. At least in the end of the day, there were the Maskana is that there were three rabbis coming together to create a Beis Din. The Asa Lekamei Ger Shemal V'lo Taval. The Ger comes and he says that he did Mila but not Tfila. And what do they tell him? They say, Amar Lei Shahi Kan Ad L'machar V'nat B'lincha. They say to him, it's at night, they say, wait till tomorrow, because we'll have you do the tefillah tomorrow, which is a sugya which we'll get to, that you need to have it during the day, because the Beis Din, you need a Beis Din, and the Beis Din only works during the daytime, at least for the tefillah sedin, so we'll get to that eventually. But the Gemara then says, Shema Mino Tchlas. We can learn three things from here. Shema Mino Ager Tzar Shlosha, you need to have three. You need to have a Beis Din. Shema Mino, you know, Ger Achi Yom Al Vietvol. If all you need is Mila, so then you don't really need to have the Tfila. He already did the Mila. So we see they needed both, like the Chachamim, like Rabbi Yossi. Shema Mino, In Mabilim Ger Belayla. We also learn a third thing, that you need to have Tfila during the daytime. So the Rishonim pick up on the second Shema Mino. They say, Shema Mino, you know, Ger Achi Yom Al Vietvol. That we see that you hold like Rabbi Yossi. Is that really true? Maybe we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that says that Mila alone works, but as a Lechatchila, we're saying you need to do the Tfila. Let us say that as a Lechatchila, you need to do the Tfila. So already the assumption of the question already shows us that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that one of the two suffice, on a Lechatchila level, we require the other one. It's an assumption that the Rishonim are taking. And this is what the Rav points out, that they assume that they need it on a Lechatchila level. So we'll look at the Rashba first. The Rashba in Mevavim Manaf, the Ramaskal Shema Mina, Eino Ger, Ash Yom Avitol. He says, Vim Tomar, Dama Lechatchila. Who said that this is Maker Din? Maybe it's just Lechatchila. Dahalu Kuliyama Lechatchila, Mila V'Tfila Tzara. I'm taking an assumption here that everyone holds that you need to have Mila and Tfila. So the Rashba answers, Yish Lomar, Di'i Ger Hu B'Diyavit. If he's already a Ger just from the fact that he did Mila, in Cain, Lama Lo Hitbilua Balayla. So then the tefillah would work at night. Right? Another Shema Minah was that they waited until the daytime, but you couldn't do the tefillah at night. Dehavalei kegemar din de'afila b'layla. So how does Rashi answer the question? It can't be that it's just lechatchila. Because if it were just to be lechatchila, so then the tefillah would act as a gemar din. The tchilas din, the beginning of the Beis Din process, would be the milah. The end of the Beis Din process would be the tefillah. And if the end of the Beis Din process is the Tfilah, so then that would work at night. The time at the Gemar Din, we'll have a whole discussion about the Tfilah Din and Gemar Din in probably next week, but the Gemar Din works at night. And so if it's just working on a Lechatzchila level, so then you could do the Tfilah at night. So it must be that it's not working on a Lechatzchila level, it's working on a Me'ikar Adin level. On a Me'ikar Adin level, the Tefillah is not acting as a Gemar Adin. The Tefillah is acting as part of the Tchilas Adin. Whether the Mila is a Tchilas Adin also is a separate discussion. But if it's working as Me'ikar Adin, that you really need to have the Tefillah Me'ikar Adin like the Chachamim, so then it can't go at night because that would be part of the Tchilas Adin. The Tefillah would be part of the Tchilas Adin. The question was assuming that it's working with Tchilah. If it's with Tchilah, so then it's viewed as the Gemar Adin. And if you view it as the Gemar Adin, so then you could have the Tchilah at night. And the fact that they said wait till the next day, so it shows us that it's not a Gemar Adin, and it's not according to Rabbi Eliezer, who would hold that you need it as a L'chat Tchilah. So we see two things from this Rashba. I believe the Rav points this out. We see A, there's an assumption that you need, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need it to work L'chat Tchilah to have both. And B, as a L'chat Tchilah, the Rashba says that it's working as a Gemar Adin. You could have said, not that way, you could have said that it's not even a Gemar Adin. This is not, the fact that you need it as a L'chat Tchilah, who said that you need Beis Din at all? The Rashba is assuming that you still need Beis Din here. So it's showing you that it's really the L'chat Tchilah version of Rabbi Eliezer, that you need the other part, even if you had Mila, that you still need Tefillah. It's a Tefillah which is a L'chat Tchilah which requires Beis Din. It's not just a tefillah stam, but it actually requires Beis Din. So the Rav wants to say that this is a little bit more than just it's trying to be parallel to, let's say, the Chachamim, who hold that they require both. Once we're going to require both, so then it's more than just let us add on tefillah, but it's a tefillah that requires a Beis Din. Happens to be it's a Gemar Din, so it works at night. But the Rashba is assuming here that it does require a Beis Din. That's in contrast to the Ramban. The Ramban has the same question also in this Gemara. Also, Divrei Maaseh Shema Amina, Inu Ger Ad Sheyamo Vitzol and Menvav Amin Aleph. He says, Yikasha V'dama L'chatchiluhu Da'amru Lei D'lachatchila Vatei Tzarech Mila V'Tvila. Maybe we're going to Rebbe Eliezer the same question. And you need Mila and Tvila Zeh L'chatchila. So he answers it a little differently. He says, Ikalim Meimar, that's the first answer. He gives the same answer as the first answer. He doesn't give the answer of the Rashba that it's a Gemar Din and it would have worked at night. No, he says that if it's just a L'chatchila, so then you don't even need a Beis Din. It could be Beino Levein Atzmo. Nobody has to see it. So you have a machlokas here between the Rashba and the Ramban. They all agree that you need it on a L'chatchila level, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But once it's on a L'chatchila level, so then how did they institute this L'chatchila? Did they institute this L'chatchila to be parallel to what would have happened Me'ikar Adin, like the Chachamim? The Chachamim would have required a Beis Din. So too... Rabbi Eliezer would require a Beis Din for the Tefillah, that's what the Rashba holds. Or no, the Ramban is saying that once it's a L'chatchila, so it's time to have Tefillah L'chatchila, but it's not that it would require a Beis Din, it wouldn't be parallel to what would have happened if it were to be a Me'ikar Adin like the Chacham. That's the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ramban. Fine, so that's all within Rabbi Eliezer. So we saw that for Rabbi Yeshua, perhaps there's a L'chatchila, or even more. And then also for Rabbi Eliezer, it would end up being that you need both. The Rishonim definitely assume that within Rabbi Eliezer you need both, and there's just my focus here, how far we take it. Yeah, that's what I wanted to discuss, yes, to finish off from yesterday. So for today, we'll try to deal with Tefillah L'Shem Geirus, and if we have time, we'll get into Tefillah L'Shem Geirus. Before seeing any Gemaras, so you need to have Mila and you need to have Tefillah. So we pointed out that the Mila might accomplish one thing and the Tefillah might accomplish something else. So let's say perhaps the Mila is a precondition, or the Mila is about removing the Shem Arel. That it might not necessarily be making you Jewish, but it's about removing the status of being a non-Jew. That might be what the Mila is about. The Tefillah is the end of the process. So the it's at the end of the process, so then the pashut pshat of tefillah is that it would have to be, if you have to have a kavanah, so then you would think that it would have to be the same gears. When you're going to the mikvah, you're not just going to the mikvah for fun, you're going into the mikvah having something in mind. You would think that you would have to have in mind that it's l'shem gerus. The milah could be an open question, because the milah might not necessarily be part of the actual gerus process, which turns you into being a Jew. It might be part of the process, but it might not be. That just might be the first step, or it might change you from being a non-Jew into being something which is neutral, not a Jew or not a non-Jew. But the tefillah, which is the end of the process, so then one would think that you would have to be tova l'shem gerus. The problem is the Gemara in Mem Hei and Beis. The Gemara in Mem Hei and Beis is a very strange case, which has a lot of ramifications, not just for this sugya, but also for other sugyas. The Gemara has a case here on the bottom of Mem Hei and Beis. Avde d'Ruchia bar Ami, atvela l'hahi avotus kulchavim l'shem antisa. So you have this Eved who did tefillah l'shem antisa. So it's unclear exactly what that means. So Rashi says atvela l'shem antisa. He says l'shem tefillas nida v'lo l'shem tefillas gerus. So you have this Eved who went to the mikvah l'tefillas nida for nida purposes. Again, she's not Jewish yet, but she went to the mikvah having in mind for it to count as a tefillah to make her no longer a nida. The Gemara goes on, it says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yachonu lachshuri ba ubibrasa. I can machshir her, she could be a full-fledged Jew, and I could also machshir the daughter, even though she's having bia with a guy. Ba k'duravasi, Dam Ravasi, Milo tavla l'nidosa. That the fact that you're going to the mikvah for nida purposes, then that's fine. You went to the mikvah. At the end of the day, you went to the mikvah, let's say. So since you went to the mikvah, and you did tefillah, so then that suffices. And for the child, it also works for other reasons. So skipping one line, and then the Gemara basically repeats the same idea. Ahuda havakarele bar amaisa, amravasi milo tavla l'nidosa, hoda havakarele bar arma'a, Amar Rav Shulban Levi, Milo Tava L'Kariya. For whatever reason that you went to the mikvah, whether it's for Nida or because of the Balkari, in the end of the day, it would work for tefillah purposes. So this is very strange. At first glance, this is very strange, because tefillah at the end of the process, you would think that at the end of the process, to go for tefillah, L'Shem Nida, or L'Shem Kari, what would that have to do with Gerus? Why would that work for the Gerus process? So it's very strange that almost all the Rishonim explain the Gemara to say that L'Shem Nida must be also in some way L'Shem Geres. At the end of the day, the conclusion has to be that it is also L'Shem Geres. If you see Rashi says in Divrei Masechta Yechilna L'Atshuriva, he says, Afa Pisha Lo Tavu L'Shem Geres. Well, you need to have tefillah. The tefillas nida sakala l'shem geirus. So it's unclear exactly how it works. But this woman who's not Jewish is going to the mikvah for the nida purposes. Now, for nida, it doesn't make a difference. If you're not Jewish, what are you going to the mikvah for if you're a nida? It shouldn't make any difference. So she's going in. So I'm not sure about that, but the Isser would be on him, not on her. I don't think the Isser would be on her.
Right,
so she's Pasha says that she's
having BL to non-visual him. It's better to be told off be mastered.
Yeah, so it sounds like she's going in. So I'm not sure about that, but it sounds like she's going in for herself. That it's not so that the guy she's having beer with will be over less one less sister.
Could not Jews be in either?
Yeah, I thought they weren't anyways. So I wasn't sure about that, but I thought they weren't.
They don't have a certain either themselves.
They don't.
Right.
Yeah. So they don't have a certain either between themselves. But I think even when a Jew is, well, I'm not sure about that, but she's going in L'shem Nida. So the assumption here is that if she's going in L'shem Nida, that must be that she understands that the concept of Nida applies to her, but she must be, but that only applies if you're Jewish. So for some reason here, she's going in L'shem Nida, but that means she's also, even though that's her Kavana, but she assumes that she also has Kedushas Yisrael. So with Shem Nida, she's going in for Nida. If she's going in for Nida, that means she thinks she's Jewish. That must be that the Tefillah L'shem Nida is also acting as Tefillah L'shem Geiros. Because what does it mean to be Tova L'shem Nida if you're not Jewish? It must be that really she's going in to be Jewish. So the way Rashi explains it is that no, L'shem Nida means that it is L'shem Geiros. It might be that her main Kavan is L'shem Nida, but implicit within that is also L'shem Geiros. That's part of I have Kavan L'shem Nida, so then I also have Kavan L'shem Geiros. That's implicit in my Kavanah. So Rashi is saying essentially, no, it is L'shem Geiros. The Rishonim, the Ramban, I think the Ritva also, they quote a Yerushalmi, a very fascinating Yerushalmi. This is in the Ramban, Divrei Maskil B'Harambam. There's an interesting explanation that the Rambam gives, which hopefully we'll get to, which also has impacts. This sugya, if she's going to the mikveh with L'shem Nida, so you generally don't have a beis din when she just goes to the mikveh for Nida purposes. So the assumption here is that there was no beis din here, although the Ritva says that there was a beis din. But the assumption here that most Rishonim assume is that there is no beis din. So there's a whole separate discussion about what happened to the beis din. But the Ramban, in the end, he quotes the Yerushalmi, the fascinating Yerushalmi. It says, Yerushalmi b'sef is kedushin b'parak Omer, el Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kohada d'tani bar kafer, ger shemal v'lo taval, hariz kasher. If you have a ger, who did mila b'nat tefila, he's kasher, she'ein ger shelo taval l'kerya. It says, if a ger did mila b'nat tefila, so then he's a Jew. We assume that he's Jewish. Why? Because he must have gone to the mikvah after he did his mila as a baal keri. He was a baal keri, so he went to the mikvah, the shem tara of the tumas keri. So the going, the shem keri, works for gears. So the Gemara has the following kasha. The kasha, also lo tuma kala mituma chamura. The fact that the tefillah works for tuma kala of baal keri, is that tefillah going to work for the tumah chamura of being a non-Jew? Just because when you go in l'shem keri, so then the tara process works for the keri, who says that that's going to work for when you want to become a Jew? For you to become a Jew, the tumah chamura of a non-Jew is so much stronger, who said that tefillah is going to work for that? So Amar Rav Yosi, that's the question. Amar Rav Yosi ben Bon, b'kevan shezu v'zu l'shem kedushas Yisrael, also lo. The answer is no, because both are for the sake of kedushas Yisrael, so therefore it works for him. That's what the Yerushalmi said. Because both Tumas Keri and the Geirus process is for kedushas Yisrael, so therefore it works for him. So what exactly is going on in this Yerushalmi? Havmina says that maybe the Tara only works for certain types of Tumah, only for Tumah Kala of a Baal Keri, but not for Tumah Chamura. And the Gemara answered, no, because both are for Kedushas Yisrael, so therefore it works. So in the Havmina, it seems to be that the Havmina is assuming that the purpose of the Tefillah here is to remove a Tumah. It's about removing Tumah. You have Baal Keri has a certain Tumah, and then the ger, the non-Jew, also has a certain tumah, and so therefore, if who says that the tara, if you go the shem, the baal keri, the tumah of the keri, you're coming to remove the tumah of the keri, so then that the mikvah wouldn't work to remove the tumah of the keri, would work to remove the tumah of the keri, but it wouldn't work to remove the tumah of the non-Jew, the non-Jew's arel, the status of being an arel. So that assumption is assuming that the purpose of the tefillah is about removing the status of being a non-Jew. And by removing the status of being a non-Jew, so then you automatically become a Jew. And if it's about removing the status of being a non-Jew, so then maybe the tefila works in different ways for different types of tumah. Comes the answer to Yerushalmi to say what? Say no, the purpose of the tefila is not initially to remove the status of being a non-Jew. The purpose of the tefila is to create Kedushas Yisrael. It's about creating Kedushas Yisrael. That's what the Yerushalmi says. It's not about removing a certain tumah. It's about creating Kedushas Yisrael, right? It can either accomplish one of two things. You could either remove the status of being a non-Jew and then memela you're Jewish, or the tefila could create you to becoming a Jew and then memela you're no longer a non-Jew. So the answer to Yerushalmi is saying that no, the purpose of the tefila is not about removing a certain type of tumah. It's about creating Kedushas Yisrael. So if it's about creating Kedushas Yisrael, so then when this person who already did mila but not tefila goes in for the purpose of removing tumas keri, so if it's about removing tumas keri, so then you have to say, I think you have to say like Rashi also, that if it's about removing tumas keri, so then you're doing this as a Jew. So in the back of your mind, you're doing this because of Kedushas Yisrael. You are doing this because you're Yisrael, otherwise it wouldn't have any implications. So if you're doing this as Yisrael, so then the tefila would work for you because you're doing this for the purpose of Kedushas Yisrael. That might not be your main kavanah here for the purpose of Geirus. Your main kavanah here is about removing tumas keri. But now that it's about removing tumas keri, you're doing this as a Jew. It's for the purpose of Kedushas Yisrael. So since the tefila works in all of Geirus, it's not about removing the status of being a non-Jew, but it's about creating the status of a Jew. So since that's in the back of your mind, you create the status of a Jew, so therefore the tefila would work. The Yerushalmi is important because the Yerushalmi has this give and take about what the purpose of tefillah is. Is the purpose of tefillah about removing the status of a non-Jew and then memela you're Jewish? Or is the purpose of tefillah about creating the status of a Jew, that you have Kedushas Yisrael, and then memela you no longer have that status of being an Arel, of being a non-Jew? But in the end of the day, I think both the Rashi and the Rishonim, they all seem to explain this Gemara to say that tefillah really needs to be l'shem geirus. Rashi says explicitly that l'shem nida means that it's l'shem geirus, and the Yerushalmi also, in the end of the day, would hold that if it's l'shem keri, implicit within that is that it's l'shem kedushas Yisrael. And that's also how the Taz explains the when he gives pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. He also explains similarly that when it's l'shem nida, implicit within that it's also l'shem geirus. So the tefila does have to be l'shem geirus. The only rishon that says differently in terms of just what the case is on Memhayim Beis is the Rambam. The Rambam is in Yisurei Bia Yud Gimel Test. The Ramban also quoted the Rambam. The Rambam gives a totally different explanation as to what the case is. He says that no, really, the Pashup of the Rambam, really, you did tefillah in front of a beis din. That's what's going on here. You did tefillah in front of a beis din. But we don't have the beis din in front of us. And we just know that this woman is acting like a Jew. She goes to the mikvah and she's a nidah. She does everything like a Jew. She keeps Shabbos. She keeps all the mitzvos. If she's keeping all the mitzvos, so then it's just an umdana demufaf that she had tefillah b'fnei beis din. But there was tefillah b'fnei beis din, and you have to have tefillah b'fnei beis din, and it was also l'shem geirus. Right? When she went in front of beis din, so then it was also l'shem geirus. So the question is, why did the Rambam give a different pshat than the other Rishonim? Why couldn't he explain like the other Rishonim? So the Rambam's, especially since the Rambam's is a very difficult read in the Gemara, as the Ramban points out. Ramban says, well, so why does the case have to be that it's going to the mikvah? Why don't you have a more public case of keeping Shabbos, going to the mikvah, nobody knows that she goes to the mikvah. You should have other cases of keeping Shabbos, which everyone knows about. It's a very difficult read in the Gemara. Why did the Rambam go out of his way to explain the Gemara in such a difficult way? So you could say for one of two reasons. One reason could be for the other difficulty in the Sugya, which is about requiring Beis Din, which is something which we'll get to eventually. But this way, the Rambam gets out of all the problems of the fact that you need Beis Din. And so he says that no, it was in front of Beis Din. For all the other Rishonim, they have to deal with what do you do with the fact that you need Beis Din. So he gets out of it very easily and says that it was in front of Beis Din. And what we're discussing here is just the fact that whether we have an Umdana Demuchach or not. And the fact that she's keeping Shabbos and she's going to the mikvah as a nidah, so we see that it must have been that she had tefillah in front of Beis Din. Perhaps the other option is to say that the reason why the Rambam gave a different pshat is because the Rambam holds that if you go l'shem nida, so then it's not l'shem geiros. All the Rishonim are assuming that if you go l'shem nida, so then that must mean, oh, I'm going to the mikvah because I'm a nida. If I'm going to the mikvah because I'm a nida, that must be because I'm a Jew. So then I need to have it, therefore it is also l'shem geiros. That's what all the other Rishonim say, that if it's l'shem nida, it's also l'shem geiros. Perhaps the Rambam holds that no, that that doesn't make sense. If I'm going l'shem nida, that's my main kavanah. My main kavanah is l'shem nida. So who says that my implicit kavanah within that is that I'm also a Jew, works l'shem geiros. Perhaps I need to have a stronger level of kavanah of, it has to be explicitly l'shem geiros. So those are the two different ways you can explain why the Rambam disagrees with the other Rishonim. So it's either because he needs it to be b'fnei Beis Din, and all the Rishonim have to deal with what do you do with Beis Din? Or it's because he holds that l'shem nida doesn't mean l'shem geiros. You need a higher level of kavanah. The kavanah has to be explicit kavanah l'shem geiros. Just having a l'shem nida wouldn't work. Okay. Let's start with mila l'shem geiros. What about mila? Is it required to have mila l'shem geiros? So again, we pointed out before that if you were to pick between the two, between mila and tefillah, as to which one would it have to be l'shem geiros, if you were to pick between the two, so then you'd definitely pick tefillah as being l'shem geiros, because tefillah is at the end of the process. Tefillah is what completes the geiros, so that would have to be l'shem geiros. What about mila? If mila is needed to be l'shem geiros, so then that shows you that mila is really part of the process of the geiros process. It's really part of the geiros process, if it needs to be l'shem geiros. If it doesn't need to be l'shem geiros, if we find Rishonim that say that it does not need to be l'shem geiros, so then those Rishonim are assuming that it's not part of the geiros process. Especially if tefillah needs to be l'shem geiros, so then why wouldn't mila need to be l'shem geiros? Once we already know that tefillah is l'shem geiros and it's part of the geiros process, so then mila would also have to be l'shem geiros. The fact that some Rishonim will see hold that mila does not need to be l'shem geiros, so then it's not part of the geiros process. What is it? It's either just a necessary condition to the geiros process, or it's about the two-step process that it's about removing your status from being a non-Jew to being neutral. And that's not l'shem geiros. The actual geiros process is when you complete the conversion where you go from neutral to becoming a Jew. So what are the different opinions in the Rishonim on this? So let's start with the obvious ones. Tosvos in Krisus and Daf Tes says as follows: Divrei Masechta Tochsev says Himulim Hayu Kol Ha'am. He says Perish Shemalu Atzman BeYitzias Mitzrayim. What's the source for Mila? So the source for Mila comes from the whole process in the Midbar where they became Jewish through Mount Har Sinai. When did that happen? Mila happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Rishonim are going to discuss, Tosfos does not discuss this, but the Rishonim are going to discuss Mila B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. What was their Kavanah B'Yitzias Mitzrayim? What did they have in mind? They had in mind to eat the Korban Pesach. So that's why they had Mila B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's not what Tosfos is going to discuss, the Rishonim are going to discuss that. So what was their Kavanah by Mila B'Yitzias Mitzrayim? Tosfos has a different question. He says, V'achal Pisha Osen Shahinu Malin B'Mei Avram, even though there were those who continued to have Mila from the times of Avram, and therefore they did not have Mila at the time of leaving Mitzrayim, they already had Mila. He says, doesn't matter, Mikol Makom Meikara, when they had their Mila, when they were in Mitzrayim, definitely Sheva Levi, Mikol Makom Meikara Kshemolo Atzman, Malu was their kavana likanes bebris hamakom libada mishar umos. Their kavana was it's interesting with Shonos to contrast Tosos to what we'll see in Rashi. Likanes bebris hamakom, to enter the bris of bris hamakom libada mishar umos. Seems to say two things. One is likanes bebris hamakom, to enter into the bris, to enter into becoming a Jew. V'libadal mishar umos, and to separate yourself from becoming, from the rest of the world, from being a non-Jew. V'gam ki'at the tavla. And then now they perform the tefillah. They did the mila beforehand, and now they do the tefillah. So Tosus is clear. He says that you do need to have kavana to accomplish something. And his kavana seems to be the shame geris. His definition of geris is interesting. His definition of geris is likonis v'brisa makom v'bada mishar mumos. But he says the mila has to be the shame geris. And geris is defined as entering into the Jewish people and separating yourselves from the umos ha'olam. If you look there, I couldn't, Bar Ilan didn't have it, but if you look there, the Shita quotes in Os Lama Gimel from the Tosas Arash, who has a similar lashon there as well. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi has a similar language also in Menbo Amar Aleph. Go to Rashi in Menbo Amar Aleph in Babusinu Shemalu, the Ramas of Babusinu Shemalu, which we quoted also yesterday. It says, and what was their kavana? He says that at the time they left Mitzrayim, even though they were doing it for the purpose of the Korban Pesach, still their kavana at that time was l'kabel ha-Torah, which is different than the Lashon of Tosos. Tosos doesn't mention anything about l'kabel ha-Torah. All Tosos mentions is that l'chanis b'bris ha-makom, whatever that means. But the Rashi says, "L'kabel haTorah, l'kabel pnei hashchina." And the Rishonim, when they quote Rashi, they have a slightly different lashon of "L'chonis hachas kantei hashchina," which is actually the lashon of the Gemara, which is used on Mambavim Beis when they say that there's a svar for tefillah. Din kein b'man nechnasu tachas kantei hashchina. So the Rishonim, when they have different gears in Rashi here, instead of saying "L'kabel pnei hashchina," it's slightly different. It's "L'chonis tachas kantei hashchina." I don't know if there's a difference between the two. But Rashi here also assumes that you need to have kavana l'shem gir. Just like Tosos, he says that you need to have kavana l'shem gir. If you look at Rashi on Mavavam Beis, I think he says something different. If you go to Divrei Maaseh Matbilin also, this is in the context of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? You have this gir, Shebav Amar Malti V'lo Tavalti. He says, I already did Mila, but I didn't do tefillah. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion of Matbilin also. He could go ahead and do the tefillah, because as long as you do one or the other, he does the tefillah in front of us, and that works. Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi says, Omer in Matbilin. You can't do tefillah. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that requires both mila and tefillah. If he already did the mila, so then there's some sort of problem with that. We're not going to assume that it was mila for some purpose, which we'll get to right now. So Rashi says, in Divrei Maaseh Matbilin also, he says, "V'havik Yisrael me'alya," according to Rabbi Yehuda Yisrael, "V'ein sarach livdok be'edim in milaso l'shem mitzvas mila." He says, "L'shem mitzvas mila." He doesn't say l'shem geirus. He says l'shem mitzvas mila. We don't have to look into the fact whether it's l'shem mitzvas mila. So, who holds that you do have to look into the fact whether it's l'shem mitzvas mila? That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that you need to have both mila and tefillah. The reason why, if the ger came to us and said that, oh, I already did mila, and I haven't done tefillah yet, we don't just allow them to go to the mikvah, we would have to do something else. The reason for that is because we're worried that the original mila was not l'shem gerus, but it wasn't l'shem mitzvahs mila. You would have to have a l'shem mitzvahs mila. Now, you could ask for a guy, what is mitzvahs mila outside of gerus? Torah, the only mitzvah mila is for geirus, so it's not so pasha. B'nai keturah require mila. Right? The children from Avram of the keturah, they also require mila. There's a machlokas rishonim whether that was only for that initial those children from Avram and keturah, only those children, or it's also ladoros for all generations. For all generations, there's such an obligation. Rashi. Is that what you're going to mention?
Shevet Levi also, before we're not to be able to shave gears.
Shevet Levi also, but then it wouldn't work for that wouldn't work for the Gemara.
That would be an example of the Shevet Mitzvah's Mila, but not the Shevet Gears.
Shevet Levi, Bitzis Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
That wouldn't for this Gemara, is talking about Bizman Azad, that the Chashash is that it wasn't the Shevet Mitzvah's Mila.
Whatever Kavanah they had, some of the Chorah, some of them had the same Kavanah nowadays.
No, the Kavanah that the Levim had, that they were
Jewish. They weren't the two, and they were right.
No, but they had a tzibui for Mila. They had a They had a Masura from Avram for Mila. They had a Masura from Avram for Mila. The guy nowadays. But there would be a case of an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani has to do Mila before he becomes. It's a whole process, the Eved Kanani process. But he does Mila before becoming an Eved Kanani, and he doesn't become a full fledged Jew. So you could have a case of L'shem Mitzvah's Mila. And also for just parenthetically, by B'nai Keturah, that can't be the Pshat of Rashi, because Rashi holds that for B'nai Keturah it's only the first generation, it's not for all generations. My focus Rashi and the Rambam. But you could have a case of L'shem Mitzvah's Mila by an Eved Kanani. So it seems to be a stira for Rashi, whether it's L'shem Geirus or L'shem Mitzvah's Mila. So I wanted to suggest as follows. When does Rashi say that it has to be L'shem Geirus? That's an Amman Aleph. Who's Rashi going in? An Amman Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Rabbi Eliezer holds that all you need is Mila alone. So if all you need is Mila alone, so then Rashi's saying that, yeah, that has to be L'shem Geirus. When all you need is Mila, so Mila is accomplishing everything, so then that's when Rashi says that it has to be L'shem Geirus. That's when it has to be L'kabal Torah, L'kabal Pnei Shekhinah. Rashi and Amman Beis, who's Rashi and Amman Beis going in? Rashi and Amman Beis is going within Rabbi Yossi. Don't say, he's going within Rabbi Yehuda, but he's saying, and we do not require a bedikah of L'shem Mitzvah's Mila. Who does require a bedikah of L'shem Mitzvah's Mila? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, the Chacham, you hold what? That you need to have both Mila and Tefila. You need both. Oh, if you need both, so now this is an open discussion. Maybe Mila is not part of the Geirus process. Maybe Rashi is of the opinion that Mila is just about, it's just a precondition, or it's about removing the Shem Arel. To remove the Shem Arel, maybe that just you just need to have a Mitzvah Mila. As long as you have a Mitzvah Mila, that you have an obligation to perform Mila, that suffices to remove the Shem Arel, and then you can perform the actual Geirus process of Tefillah, which is going to be L'shem Geirus. So you have a seer here within Rashi, whether you need it to be L'shem Geirus, which is what he says in Amud Aleph, and then in Amud Beis, he says it's L'shem Mitzvah Mila. So perhaps you can explain the seer to say that he's going with three different opinions. And Amud Aleph is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Mila accomplishes everything on its own. It's accomplishing everything on its own. So yeah, it's Mustadr to say that it has to be L'shem Geirus, because that's the whole process of the Geirus process is just the Mila alone. On Amud Beis, we're going according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, it's a two-step process. So then that's an open discussion. Is the Mila part of the process or not? So according to Rashi here, perhaps Rashi's saying here that the Mila is not part of the process. It might be either a necessary condition, or it's about just removing the status of being a non-Jew, that Arela status. The way to accomplish that is by just performing Mila when you have a tzivui for Mila. We'll see, we'll go through the other Rishonim in terms of what they hold in terms of this, but we'll see that there's perhaps even a third option, which we're not going to get to for a couple of days, that just removing the physical Orla, perhaps, even if it's not L'shem Mitzvah's Mila, you have no tzivui whatsoever. You just physically remove the Orla without having any mitzvah whatsoever. Perhaps that's enough for the Mila of Geirus. For the Mila of Geirus, as long as you just remove the Orla, you remove the foreskin, so that would suffice. That's not what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying it has to be that there's a tzivui to perform Mila. That's what removes the Tumas Arel. And after you remove the Tumas Arel, so then you could perform the Tefillah to perform the actual Geirus. We'll continue with this tomorrow.